The future is always bright once you learn programming. But you have to navigate it right. You have to hit the right steps. You have to pick the right language and choose the right battles. I once had to strategically learn ActionScript to eliminate early browser compatibility issues. It worked out too perfectly as people started adding stuff without consideration for the user experience. That was a beautiful problem to have during an age where JavaScript was slow and browsers incompatible. Then Steve Jobs and his team decided that ActionScript does not belong on the iPhone. Due to business reasons, efficiency, and security, conserving battery power was probably the biggest reason. And ActionScript was no more, which was a huge mistake, as it was basically modern JavaScript, a promise to write web apps once and run everywhere, including phones. TypeScript and React, in their mangling of JavaScript, will never catch up to what ActionScript was. I personally never trusted ActionScript because it was too corporate. It was too tied to a company. So I cheerfully did my server programming in Perl and PHP. In contrast to PHP, Perl fell behind on integrating with the web. PHP HTML was cleaner, though not by today's standards, but it was like Svelte for the server side, cats and dogs happily living together. While I enjoyed PHP Object-Oriented Programming, or OOP, the moment Node.js came up, or competent server-side JavaScript happened, I left PHP and Perl behind. It was silly to use JavaScript in the browser and PHP on the server. Node.js made it so that JavaScript could run on the server and in the browser without modifying much code. I moved my entire practice into JavaScript. Both PHP and Perl have unfortunately suffered. They are no longer as popular as they used to be. But the JavaScript is going strong as heck. A lot of programmers get tricked into Python due to a certain large company relying on it. Having watched Perl and PHP fade, using Python was supremely silly. Now it is being cold slow and phased out towards probably Rust. Torvalds has decided to rewrite the Linux kernel in Rust. So Rust may be a good bet. I wouldn't recommend it. But it won't be a regret like Python, Ruby, CoffeeScript, J++, TypeScript, and Swift. I would still recommend C and C++ for low-level stuff. Memory management is not a security problem. It's a wisdom problem. If the future version of C++, or maybe C, wows everyone, then Torvalds will surely ask everyone to rewrite the kernel again. Ew. Which brings us to Java. Having learned ActionScript, learning Java only took me 48 hours. It is often the case that though you may regret investing your time into what becomes a dead language, you can carry a lot of its power into a new one, or a better one. The moment I made my first Java application, I went back to college to take a Java class. Java has always been chained to a large corporation, and it was annoying to install, and of course slow, and its IDE was slow too. I missed one question on the final in regards to similarly named nonsense that was long abandoned. The college tests were patched to sound recent, but they were uneven, outdated, and quite an insult as they used trickery. Learning a language is a noble and very precise thing. Bringing trickery to a test is extremely inappropriate and tarnishes the teacher, the lecturers, and the entire college. I loved programming in that class, as we were tasked with creating a gibberish window, a nonsensical application to test all our knowledge, which wasn't very much. I made mine perfect and enjoyed it a great deal, but only because I never took the class seriously. I was just entertaining myself with a new language I learned. From a more serious perspective of an actual educational system, the class was fraud, a real crime. Overpriced, outdated, mangled textbook, teacher who didn't see anything wrong with gibberish applications, and the lectures were extremely costly. And from a serious perspective, heartbreaking. The class did not teach programming Java. It taught the crappy textbook. Yikes. I had no room in my life for Java. I just wanted to see the famous Java object-oriented programming. It was on my to-do list for many years, maybe a decade even. But Java ended up having a serious flaw, aside from the slowness. In Java, everything was objects. In reality, that just makes code unreadable. As JavaScript shows, object programming is an extra. It's just a solution pattern. OOP is awesome for user interface development, as objects like buttons have a life cycle. They are instantiated, activated, come to life, and then destroyed. Meaning all you have to do to update the user interface is destroy some object that represents a user interface component, like a button. The user interface is really compatible with object programming. But a programming language that is all about objects will be forced to recreate the entire world of programming as objects. Yeah, it may be a good idea to have a file object, as it will keep the file handle, and maybe some utility functions for you. But if you just want to write a command or a simple program, coding in objects in a typed language with a standard library that is all about objects is pretty stupid. JavaScript, along with server-side runtimes, is more like a super modern version of Perl. It is just perfect. It allows you standard programming, and then, if you need to, you can do OOP or even create your own OOP system. But the sweetness of JavaScript is not enough for someone that is just starting out and hoping to have a bright future. Because you need a very, very, extremely solid user interface technology. And that can only be a stripped-down, unbranded browser. That is where you should start learning JavaScript. Today, the best implementation of a stripped-down browser is the Electron Fiddle. It is based on Chromium, but just recently Firefox got some measure of headless support, and that may mean opening a bare window with server-side JavaScript capability will soon be possible enough to write a proper Fox fiddle. Now you know that you need to navigate around languages, and that not all languages will survive into the future. And you are equipped with the most powerful application framework ever invented, the browser. As to HTML and CSS, which is something you will have to learn as well, HTML is just a friendly notation that helps you instantiate nested objects. And CSS is a way to apply properties to those objects. If you tried that with JavaScript, the code would not be very readable. Well-designed objects do not need the full power of a programming language. HTML is just a convenient instantiation notation that makes everything in context of creating web pages and web applications more readable. CSS is the same way. You don't need JavaScript notation to apply object properties, as it would be too much confusing code. CSS is a language that makes applying properties to objects more readable, that makes even entire nested property sheets easy to read, because it's just lists of properties. If you are not sure what your first application should be, create a desktop environment that has a taskbar, clock, windows, and apps. Maybe make it a zooming and panning user interface so that you can zoom out to see all the windows all at once and zoom in to look at some detail of a particular window. And maybe consider giving windows some ability to connect together. Maybe connect them by cables or wires, or stack them one on top of the other. This way, you could make an audio recorder app that records your voice and pipes its data into a voice changer app, or a proper audio library, or just as a file into some folder. Try to improve the concept of the desktop and make it more programmable so that people won't need so many apps and perhaps can make their own.